On this Wednesday, let's check the weather forecast. We're joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's, Drew, start here in the Corn Belt. Boy, farmers in a lot of the Corn Belt would really like some rainfall. Can you recap what things look like at the moment and what your expectations might be?
We actually have two or three little disturbances that will come across the Midwest over the next week to week and a half that will offer a little bit of rain. I still am not of the opinion that we're going to see a big soaking for the region, but it's been so dry for so long now, just any moisture is going to have to be of a benefit to some of this crop. And I think we could pick up a couple of quarter to three-quarter inch amounts in this first week and again in the second week. Good coverage, I think, will occur across these drier areas from eastern Iowa into Ohio. Again, I think the rains are going to be erratic. Obviously, a couple tenths, even three-quarters of an inch in the middle of summer is not going to change the bottom line by much. But these crops could still respond to a little bit of moisture for a very short period of time, and I think it's certainly better than the alternative. So from that perspective, I think we'll do a little better. Of course, our temperatures are going to hold fairly close to normal in this first week of the outlook. Might turn a little warmer biased in the second week for a short period of time, but I don't expect any excessive heat for extended periods of time at all.
And then in the last couple of weeks of the month of August, what do you see as we maybe even turn into September, I suppose?
Yeah, you know, I think the trend is pretty much stuck in place right now. I expect that really the first half of September to be very similar to the latter part of August. So over these next few weeks, I think we're probably stuck where we are. We're going to continue to have moisture deficits across the region. The temperatures are going to be warmer at times, but will cool down again. I don't see any prolonged period of above normal temperatures that would really add a lot of insult to the injury out there. But it's also not going to be an ideal scenario. We're not going to get the kind of rain that we'd like to have in order to support these crops in the best way possible. So we'll continue to be a little dry. We're going to continue to have some warmth out there, or we'll pick up on some warmth. So when we get to the second week in September, that'll be a transitional period. I think we'll go cooler after that. And so these crops need to take full advantage of whatever we can with the warm weather bias that's over these next few weeks. So I think after that, it'll be a little bit difficult to get those degree day accumulations to accumulate as we want them to.
You know, I wouldn't mind actually checking in on the cotton crop because, well, it's here in the U.S. and I want to know what it's like at the moment.
Well, most of Texas is dealing with dryness. It's been a very dry month across that state. There are the three major producing areas there. One is in West Texas. That's the one that everybody watches so closely. And about two-thirds of that West Texas cotton is not irrigated, and so it hasn't rained for a big part of this month. And there is a pretty good chance that that crop is pretty seriously stressed at this point. There's a fear that if we don't get significant rain in these next 2 to 3 weeks at the most, that we're going to be losing some production potential from that particular area. And right now, it doesn't look very good that we're going to see much rain in the dryland part of West Texas, which is the most important area of concern. There will be some showers that will occur farther to the north in some of the irrigated land and across the Texas panhandle. But the rest of Texas doesn't do well, and it doesn't look like it will do well through a big part of this month. So we'll see some lower yields coming out of that particular region.
Let's hopscotch around the planet just a little bit. China and the condition of their crops?
You know, over the last few weeks, China has been progressively getting a little wetter in its North China Plain. That's the area that has been really taking a very tough time during the spring and early summer. There wasn't enough rain to counter evaporation, and crops were pretty stressed in unirrigated fields. But during July, we kind of started to see that transition back towards a little more favorable environment. And just today, the latest soil assessment for that region shows the topsoil is now favorably moist and that there's still some dryness in the subsoil, but China's in much better shape than it's been at any other point this summer. They've still lost some production, but they are certainly done with the losses. And I think from this point forward, they'll finish out relatively well.
South from there, if we go down under, what does Australia look like?
You know, we just did a study on Australia in the last day or two and looked at their water storage situation, and I was just flabbergasted at how poor the situation is in Queensland and New South Wales. Most of the storage facilities there have between 10 and 26% of their normal capacity on water supply. And I'm talking in the rural areas right now. So a lot of the winter and the spring crops are irrigated there. And obviously in the last year or so, we haven't seen a lot of that crop perform. In fact, there's been a lot of planting that never took place because of this lack of moisture. And I think Australia is at a crossroads right now that if they can't get a better rain event to take place in these next few weeks, we're going to see some pretty significant reductions in overall production for many crops, not only the wheat, barley, and canola that got planted in New South Wales, but also for the planting of sorghum and cotton that comes up here in September. So Australia is in pretty desperate straits, and we do need to see a change. They may get it, but I think it's going to be kind of slow coming.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.